Grain futures all making new contract highs again for their move, mostly done last night. Day session wheat and corn recovered from big losses in the night session from initial higher starts. That's why we called Wicked Wednesday. When turnaround Tuesday doesn't stop Monday's sharp trend, they find a way to get to it on Wednesday. Or like I said, overnight losses were the greatest. Recoveries were smart today, as we're finding end users waiting in the wings, trying to buy. Black Sea fighting intensifies. We've got a lot of movement that's going to be occurring from importers, West African, Middle Eastern, and Southeast Asian buyers who usually count on cheap Black Sea wheat this time of year. It's September, and this is when it should be flowing. Should have been going in August already. They're going to be searching likely European wheat. Then they'll go on to Argentine wheat. Maybe in November they can get some wheat from Australia. But there's going to be U.S. wheat in this involved as well, because it's just too much here that's not going to be moving. Also, they talk about how Russia's going to move out through the Baltics some wheat. Yes, something can be improved there, but we're not talking anything more than maybe a million metric tons, as movement there was already full. And in regards to Ukraine, the Danube River trying to get wheat and corn out to Europe, those levels are low because of the drought that was in Europe. The Rhine and the Danube are all low, causing drafting prices to be expensive. So with that, after just hitting new contract highs about an hour ago, we go into retreat again. We have Chicago December wheat down 4 1/4 now, 778.5, about 13 cents off the highs. Kansas December down 6 1/4, 839. That's 19 cents off of highs made about an hour ago. Minneapolis wheat still up a nickel for December, 781.75. Minneapolis March, 3 3/4 higher at 798. Now in the corn market, bumping a tick shy of 550, a psychological number that maybe is a speed bump here for a while. We're up a penny still on December corn, 547. March up a penny and a half at 561.75 cents. We did get another estimate out today. Allendale put out theirs. They put it at what I think might be the crop report guess, not the final number, but the crop report guess on September 11th, probably seeing corn around 178.7 bushels to acre, down 2 bushels from last month. That'd be off substantially from last year. The soybean yield they put at 52.6 bushels to the acre, just slightly lower than last month. We'll see. That's September 11th. We're going to get more guesses out. Obviously, the big guess, always the high watermark, will be StoneX from their desktop. We'll see what they do. They'll probably maybe come in near trend line or just under trend line of 183 on the corn, as they seem to always represent the buyers of the grain trade, and they would like to see a break in this market. Just doesn't seem to come and stick. It's kind of like trying to hold a beach ball below the water level. Pops back up again on you. So corn is firmer. Beans, they are lower by 4 cents right now at 313.75 cents. Soybean oil is off a penny a pound at 71.57. January beans down 4 cents, 1328.75. On the cattle trade, softer again today, re-challenging Friday's lows or Thursday's lows last week, and still for the moment holding. Box beef is mixed. We're up $2.30 on the choice, but select is giving up $2.81. The index up slightly, up 4 cents, $329.18. At least the free fall has stopped there. You know, an important note, since Monday, the imports of feeder cattle out of Mexico has stopped abruptly due to equipment failure. Apparently, the Mexicans, they were trying to send some 1,100-pound animals up here. And I don't get it that these chutes were too small to handle them. Any cattle guy I know has chutes that can handle anything from calves up to bulls. Well, apparently, these 1,100-pound animals have wrecked the equipment, and they have been shut since sometime on Monday. Not scheduled to reopen until next week on the 9th. Tuesday is the day after Labor Day, so that'd be Wednesday. Apparently, they're going to re-change out all the equipment. Isn't that nice? Buy all this new stuff to change out something that just got wrecked a little bit here. And then they'll ramp up. They're thinking they're going to go beyond 700 head a day, maybe up to 1,100 to 1,200 head a day when they get reopened. So that's in play for next week. The border is not closed. It's just temporarily out of order, so to speak. But cattle futures still out of order. Lower on the day. We're a buck off morning lows here as the market tries to maybe do a double bottom. We'll see. October cattle's down $1.62, $210.45, while December's off $1.17, $212.20. February cattle off 77 cents, $214.15. April down 45 cents, $216.20. On the feeders, September, $1.65 lower, $318.70. Solid $10 discount to the cash index. October feeders down $1.32, $3.14 even right now. November feeders off 57 cents only, $307.95, with January down 42 cents at $300.37. Hog futures are trying to mount a minor recovery. We're up 17 cents on the Octobers right now, 83.82. December gaining 25 cents, 74.25. After the shellacking metals have taken here for several sessions, a bounce is being seen after overnight lows of gold were hit at $4,329. We're now $90 higher than that. We're up $17.30, $4,413. Silver, they beat that down to $63.88 overnight. Presently up 14 cents, $65.51. Bitcoin, though, the September contract still down about $115, $77,430. And crude oil, it's all about the crude oil today, whereas the products are mixed. Inventory data showed a draw on crude oil stocks versus a small bill was expected. The October contract presently a dollar higher, $91.22. Gasoline, down a penny and three quarters for the October contract, 311 and three quarters. Diesel fuel's up a penny and a half, $4.69 and a quarter cents a gallon. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Get yourself a free 7-day trial of our newsletter. Also, if you need any help conversing on upcoming pasture insurance, we can help you out on that rainfall insurance. Heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.